It's the St. Paddy's Day edition of the Grilling Guys. Hope you got your feet on the floor and are putting your green on this morning and get out and enjoy the day. We just heard a couple segments ago from our friend Billy Quinn of Quinn and Toohey's. He runs a giant old Irish pub, and I'm sure I'm going to be darkening the door down there a little later. But in the meantime, if you're not headed out to an Irish pub today, there might be some good stuff you'd want to put on the grill, because I think spring's almost upon us here in Michigan. You know, we get hints of it. It snows, and then it melts, and it snows and melts. And, you know, now they're looking at 40s and 50s this weekend. So I'm like, yeah, maybe we're turning the corner here. I don't know. But anyway, it just like it makes me feel like I want to get out and grill something. And
reminds me of that Irish tradition, grilled groundhog.
Yes.
Because you got to grill that little potlucker. He's wrong every year.
Right. Might take a herd of them to feed your family, but
is a groundhog a woodchuck?
Yeah, yeah.
I never really knew.
That's what my family used to reference.
We call them woodchucks,
right? Yeah,
yeah.
You ever seen one throw a piece of wood?
Oh, I've seen them throw a whole peck.
Yeah.
Oh, those are pickles,
right, Pete?
So, whoa, this is really, really bad comedy and good grilling.
Right.
I want to give a little shout out to my little Irish bride, Maureen, who is named appropriately, which is Irish, Gaelic for Mary.
Yeah.
So named after the Virgin Mary. That's
sure
my
was.
Wife.
Sure
she has that halo glow.
Right.
But she dragged me kicking and screaming into the Irish culture. And she's you know, of course, Irish and English, and her father is full-blown Lebanese.
Yeah.
So I learned most of my good food from her dad's side of the family, and all my good beers from her mom's side of the family.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Anyway,
bless her heart.
She and Rose never drank a drop.
Right.
I mean, she had a glass of wine once, I think, in all the time I knew her. But my wife is usually kills me with Irish music, starting 3 or 4 days before St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time St. Patrick's Day is coming around, I'm having anxiety attacks of thinking that I have to go and sit and listen to more of it. But the minute you walk into a great place with a live band, it all changes.
Sure.
And there are, of course, famous places all over the place. But in downtown Detroit, they have the Gaelic League, mm-hmm. which everybody goes to. And, gosh, there's another place. Now it escapes me. But Detroit is full of them. Chicago's full of them. So there's lots of, and you're going to stand in line, and they're going to have tents outside, and they're going to be swarming today. So if you have plans, leave early, find a parking spot early, and make sure you have the Uber app or Lyft app, I should say. Put the Lyft app on your phone. Forget Uber. They're sketchy.
So what in the world is a grilled cabbage steak? I've eaten a lot of things off your grill. I've never had one of those. Is this some Irish concoction you just came up with, or is this
no,
a legit deal?
No, I found it online, so it must be true.
Right.
I altered it, of course, which I do every recipe. But
is that for copyright purposes, or you just can't leave a good thing alone?
Probably both.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of both, that's for sure. But what I liked about it was, number one, I love cabbage. And it's really good for you.
Sure.
It's very healthy. It's one of the four vegetables, along with Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and I think broccoli, that actually have a chemical in them that fight cancer. So you and I are both dead set against helping cancer out at all, right?
Okay.
So there's one reason to eat cabbage. But I truly like it. It's something my little Swedish mother used to cook all the time.
So what is a grilled cabbage steak?
So you take it and you put the root up and the core, which many people mistakenly cut out of cabbage, shouldn't. So you put it root up and you slice down top to bottom into some nice 1-inch steaks. So each cabbage is only going to give you 3 or 4 steaks. And it actually holds together, but you got to peel the crummy stuff off the outside, right? And
so the core is what's going to hold it together.
It, exactly.
Yeah. I'm mm-hmm. with you now.
So, and then you rub it with garlic. So you give it a good rub down with crushed garlic. So you're actually kind of mashing the garlic into it.
Okay.
And then you put your EVO on it. And I of course, use Old World Olive Company's EVO. So Do you have the actual recipe in front of you, I think, right? No?
No, I think I've got flank steak here, Bob. So,
okay.
I'm a little bit on,
I have so
on
many
the other
recipes.
End of the cow from where the cabbage comes.
Yeah. you can find it online at, this is another one I found at the Spruce. Let's give credit where credit's due.
Right.
But you basically, what impressed me was he was taking mashed garlic and rubbing it directly on the cabbage because cabbage.
It's going to be porous, right?
Cabbage, it's going to stick in there. And then you put your EVO on there. And then you put some sea salt on there and black pepper. He was calling for kosher, Alex Seed, whatever, tomato, tomato. And then you throw it on a hot grill at about 400 degrees.
Okay.
And you grill it each side for about 5 minutes. And then you throw it in.
5 minutes. Will it hold together? I mean, does it need to be on a mat or are you just putting it right on the grates? When you flip it, it would.
You're going to find out.
Oh.
You got to wait.
Oh.
Wait for it.
I'm just listening. Every listener wanted to know that question, I'm sure.
When you grill it, you're going to find out if it holds together.
Oh.
You got to wait.
Right.
And then you throw it in.
The grill.
A Dutch oven.
Oh.
You're so slow today.
I don't know
Did you have some Irish coffee on the way
right.
in or something?
This is not it.
You're
man.
Not.
You are making that crap
no.
up.
No, that's right on the internet. I prove
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right. It's there. Therefore, it's the truth.
Yeah,
right.
And then you... if you look it up on the Spruce, you'll find a few other ingredients for it. But the long and the short of it is it's garlic, EVO, salt and pepper, and I don't know, a couple other things. I can't even find the stinking recipe now, so I'm a mess.
Well, clearly you haven't had it yet.
No, I haven't, but so. I thought it was really cool, and I found a way to do it on the grill.
Billy Quinn was here from Quinn and Toohey's, and he talked about that the Irish eat a lot of beef. And, you know, in the parts of that country where there isn't as much prosperity than others, is they'll eat different cuts of beef that maybe some other people would overlook.
Right.
Right? And a flank steak tends to be one of those. And if it's not prepared properly, it can be pretty tough.
Good call.
Right? But if it's prepared uniquely or properly, then you know what? It becomes a very flavorful piece of meat.
So flank steak is Irish. Who knew?
Right, right.
Here we thought it was Mexican.
Right. And again,
gosh,
a way to make these lesser cuts better is to either put a marinade or on them and let them set, or maybe some sort of tenderizer,
mm-hmm.
if you will. But before we get in that, it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man!
That's right, and if you're a man, you'll want to know man law number 23. If you spill a man's beer, you'll replace that beer.
Absolutely, no question. It, that's what you need to do.
That's the best brogue I've got. It's just
and
okay.
If you get out at a Irish bar today, that's going to happen. Let me finish up. Let me finish up that flank steak for you because I'm going to put a little marinade on it. Half a cup. I don't usually give you the amounts, but write this one down in the dust on your dash because it's good. Half a cup of unsweetened applesauce. It's going to give that flank steak a really cool flavor. Mix that with a third of a cup of soy. Put some minced garlic in there and a couple tablespoons of cider vinegar. Hit it with salt and pepper and marinate that flank steak for about 3 to 4 hours in there. That applesauce will give it a really, really cool flavor. And it's a simple
with
little...
soy, so it's going to be salty, that
right.
soy.
Yep.
You know, I'm amazed at all the Irish recipes with soy.
Yeah. Well, I think it's easily accessible, and it's something that keeps.
And they had sailing ships that went around the world and traded with these people
sure.
for these people, whoever these people are. So, we do want you to have a good, safe St. Patrick's Day, and by all means, don't overdo it, and be smart, and... I guess just enjoy yourself as much as possible, but watch out for the fools. And if you're driving today or tonight, some people might not have been as wise as you. So also watch out for those people on the roads because it's a big holiday, and some people don't know how to turn it down.
That's right. And all we want you to do is have a safe, grand time this week and this weekend, and we'll talk with you next week.